This is part two of our interview from the Journal of the Association of Nurses in AIDS Care with Dr. Lucy Bradley Springer, dated July 17th, 2010. What are some of the changes in JANAC that you have seen since assuming the role as editor?
Well, when I got the journal, Richard Sell had been the editor for 11 years, and he handed it over to me in really good shape. It already had a good reputation. It already had a number of articles that we could use for future publications. So I got it at a very high point, and I think the quality has been maintained, and I think that it's getting better, and I think that we're just building on what Richard led me with. One of the things that we've implemented that I think has been very successful is that our associate editor, name is Pat's daughter, has taken over the lead in helping us put together a special issue every year. Her first special issue was on Hispanic and HIV infection, and the second two special issues were on transgender healthcare issues in the epidemic. She's working on the next issue that will be a special issue coming out next year on anal dysplasia. And those issues have been really very well received, and people have told us that they really enjoy them, and I think that is contributing significantly to the quality of the journal.
Is there any way to access any of the past articles or issues?
Well, you can go online to our journal site, the website I gave you, janacnet.org. It gives you an opportunity to click on an area to look at past issues. It goes pretty far back. We've been publishing for over 20 years now. So some other changes I've seen are primarily related to the electronics issue that I talked about earlier. We have a really nice submission process and review process that's all online. If you go to the janacnet.org website, you can find information on how to get to the submission site. I think that has streamlined the process and helped us get articles out sooner. We also, as I said, we now have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter account. We have the ability to post audio tape. We have the ability to put audiovisual clips, so video clips from conferences, and there's one up right now that is going over the ways to be a better reviewer, and that was from last year's conference, so that's a good way to get some quick information about being a reviewer, but in truth, it would also help authors because it would let the authors what we're looking for in the review process.
What is your vision of the future for JANAC?
Well, in the short term, I'd really like to continue publishing cutting-edge and timely articles about HIV and nursing. I'd like to improve the quality of the journal and the quality of the manuscripts that come in. I'd like to improve access to the journal. We're working on all of those things. I have seen more articles coming in that are international articles from outside of the United States. So a lot of authors have discovered us. We published articles from Iran. We've had several from Africa and China, and we're starting to get more from Eastern Europe. So it always had international articles with Richard, but we're seeing more of those. So I'd like to help those authors get their articles in shape.
Is the language important that's used to communicate important to the journal?
Yeah, it's an English publication. I'm amazed and continually humbled by authors who grow up in countries where English is not the first language, and I'm amazed at how well they do. But those articles also need and deserve a little extra editing because the language differences are not just the language, they're also related to the way we use the language. We have worked really hard on some of those articles to help get them out. I think the authors are appreciative, and I'm certainly appreciative that they're willing to stick it out with me and to work on that.
A question that I had, when you say the use of the language, is it more of an American standard language, or is it more the idioms that are used in the United States?